Judge Ogoma Health Center 2 is calling on the women to always seek medical attention from qualified health workers rather than self-medicating. Speaking to a top radio in an exclusive interview, Akiteng noted that many women and even their children are often given medicines without proper prescriptions, which can be dangerous. Akiteng is urging communities to prioritize visits to health centers and rely on trained medical personnel for safe and effective treatment. She also warned the pregnant mothers to strictly follow prescribed medication to ensure the health of both mother and child.
We want to encourage the community to always come to hospital whenever there is a problem. And also the other thing is, you know, for us government facilities, sometimes we don't have other drugs. And we advise the communities not to have self-medication. Let them come to the hospital, prescription is done, and let them buy drugs according to the doctor's prescriptions. Because many times people are doing self-medication, and it has led for us issues, especially for us pregnant mothers at the villages. People are still delivering these mothers the TDS. They delay them there, they get complications, and they come to the facility. So I want to add my voice by saying to the community, please, please come to the facilities. We are here, we give free services. Whatever we cannot give, we have always sent you to buy and go to the right persons that can help us in our community.
Some women, however, including Joyce Mary Apolote, traditional birth attendant, and Stella Tukei from Tisai sub-county, have highlighted that the lack of government health facilities is forcing many to seek treatment from the private clinics. In Kalaki District, the LC3 chairperson, Upper Pai sub-county, has emphasized a need for strong collaboration between leaders and citizens to promote sustainable development and improve household livelihoods. Jonah Lachu noted that meaningful progress can only be realized when communities unite around shared goals and priorities. According to him, development is not responsibility of leaders alone, but requires commitment, accountability, and transparency from every resident.
My appeal to the community is that the community should take charge of monitoring this project and make sure that the value of money is seen